This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. A bill that restricts Medicaid payments for abortions passed its final committee of review in the state legislature yesterday. It advanced without any money for family planning services. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez reports.
After stripping out language establishing a woman's health program on Tuesday, the question of adding that language back in was the first order of business for the House Finance Committee on Thursday. The committee had gotten a chance to debate the idea of boosting funding for things like birth control and STD testing. And some members who voted for the version without the woman's health language had warmed up to the idea. The amendment didn't even have a shot. Bill Stoltz, a Chugiak Republican who co-chairs the committee, decided voting on it would be redundant.
And I'm going to rule this amendment out of order. It's not substantially. It's exactly the same as the motion we voted on the adoption of the CS.
The family planning amendment was something of an olive branch to social moderates in the legislature who struggle with the bill. Right now, if a woman who qualifies for Medicaid gets an abortion, the state is legally obligated to pay for it if the procedure is considered medically necessary by a doctor. Senate Bill 49 defines that term by limiting it to only physical conditions, not mental ones. Supporters of the bill say it's necessary to prevent state funds from going toward elective procedures, while opponents argue that it's a way of restricting access to abortion by low-income women. Lindsay Holmes, an Anchorage Republican, expressed disappointment that the committee didn't get a chance to reconsider the family planning amendment.
I would put out there a plea to the sponsors and others of my colleagues that we not let that issue die here, that we continue working together on what I really do think is where everybody comes together, which is how do we make sure that we don't have unwanted or unplanned pregnancies in the first place.
Holmes ultimately voted against the bill, and she wasn't the only member of the majority caucus to oppose it. Alan Osterman, a Kodiak Republican, said the bill chipped away at abortion rights.
I think that as long as we continue to move down the cumulative path of trying to stop pro-choice, I think is a problem, and I think it creates a problem in the long term.
Even though some members of the majority caucus broke party lines, the bill still passed out of the Finance Committee on a 6-5 vote. Mark Newman, a Republican from Big Lake, said that while he opposes abortion on principle, he sees the bill as a fiscal concern.
This, again, to me, comes down to the state paying for this. I think there may be some lives that either may be saved or not saved. I don't know if we could ever debate that in this committee.
In 2013, about 500 abortions were covered under Medicaid. That takes up about 0.1% of the Denali KidCare budget. Now that the bill has passed the Finance Committee, it's able to advance to the House floor, the final step before it can go to the governor's desk. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.
The Iditarod Sled Dog Race draws the attention of thousands of teachers and students, according to Iditarod Education Director Diane Johnson. For instance, she says earlier this year they invited kids to make blankets for dogs who get dropped from the race. They asked for 3 by 3 foot squares of fleece and received more than 1,300 dog blankets.
It's really exciting to see, and those of you who are going to be out on the trail, as you get into the checkpoints, you're going to see some brightly colored blankets tucked in around these drop dogs.
Jan Ryder is a third grade teacher from Baltimore, Maryland, and the 2014 Iditarod Teacher on the Trail. She'll share lesson ideas with teachers and updates with students in classes in London, Canada, and across the United States using Skype and a blog. Ryder says she's used the Iditarod for years to teach topics such as language and character development. Here's how she uses it in math.
We're doing all of our money and our counting change, all of our times and elapsed times using the race data. We do all of our angles lessons in building harnesses and constructing dog harnesses and what the right angles should be. We do all of our area and perimeter, constructing dog yards and dog pens and all kinds of stuff, so that all those kind of random little math skills have a big focus in the Iditarod.
The ceremonial start of the Iditarod begins Saturday on 4th Avenue in Anchorage. Certain streets will be closed to traffic beginning at 6 tonight. Sunday, the actual 1,049-mile run to Nome begins in Wasilla. Because parking at the restart is limited, race officials recommend people take a shuttle there from the Millennium Hotel in Anchorage, Wasilla High School, Houston High School, or Talkeetna. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.